practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast as we gather together to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. My name is Pastor Gary Dull, and I thank you for the pleasure of your company on this January the 1st, 2023. It's hard to believe that 2022 is behind us, and 2023 is here, but that's what the calendar says, and so we are just going to go forward with it without too much resistance. But what a joy it is to be able to come to you with this particular broadcast, as we have been doing down through the years. We'll begin the program today with a song entitled Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation walls surrounded, thou mayst smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all such a river ever flows, that thirst to assuage grace which, like the Lord the giver, never fails from age to age. Round each see the cloud and fire appear, for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus they march, the pillar leading, light by night and shade by day.
Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that as you look back over 2022, you can say that God has been faithful to you. For indeed He has. He's brought you through every trial, every disappointment, every heartache, and even every victory. He was there for you. He was there with you. He was there to guide you. And I'll tell you something, that's something to thank God for. Amen. I know this past year has brought some difficulties to our ministries and even to our family, but as I look back on 2022, I can say that God has been there all the time, all the way. The Bible says of God, faithful is he who has called you, who also will do it. And that teaches us that no matter what it is we face, God is faithful. And we know that as we go into 2023, that God will be faithful to us in that year too, simply because of the fact that he is a faithful God. He never, never, never gives up on us. And he never, never, never will leave us nor forsake us. And so no matter what it is we face in 2023, we can depend upon the fact that God will be there. But it is a delight to have you there by the radio. And certainly, if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, here at the church, please call us or contact us in one way or the other. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. And you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, you can even contact us through our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. But as I've said every Sunday morning on this program, if there is any way that we can help you spiritually, don't hesitate to contact us. Our desire certainly is that you know the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, do as Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, and call upon the name of the Lord, ask him to save you, and he will. And if you make that decision for Christ, contact us here at the church, because we have a little booklet entitled, Now That I Believe, that I would like to send your way just because of the fact that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. But certainly throughout 2023, we will be here every Sunday morning, the Lord willing. And of course, that means unless the Lord Jesus Christ returns, and if the rapture happens this year, we'll not be producing these programs anymore. But throughout the course of the year, please don't hesitate to contact us if you have a prayer request, if you have a spiritual need, if you have a question about the Bible, we would certainly love to help you. Also, I might say that if you're looking for a church to attend, we would invite you to visit us. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And normally, we have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock with our midweek services on Wednesday at 6:30 for the children and youth, and then 7 o'clock for the adults. Now today, in that it is New Year's Day, we are only having our 10:30 service. There is no Sunday school or evening service. The Lord willing, we will begin those next Sunday. But typically speaking, every Sunday morning at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock, we gather together here for our services. So drop by and visit us. We'd love to have the opportunity to get you to meet us. Let's pray. Father, as we gather together today, we do thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. We thank you for your faithfulness to us in 2022. And we know because you were faithful to us in 2022, we realize that you will also be faithful to us in 2023. I pray, Father, though, that you would give each and every one of us the strength, the wisdom, yes, and even the desire to be faithful to you. Because we know that that's so important if we are going to receive your blessing and if we are going to honor and glorify you. Father, I pray this morning that if there is even one person under the sound of my voice who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, that today would be the time of salvation for them. But Father, take this broadcast and use it for your intended purposes, that you might be glorified, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, as we look back on 2022, we certainly know that even though it's been filled with some trials, God has truly blessed us, has he not? And so let's listen to that old hymn of the faith, Count Your Many Blessings. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, and I would like to read verses 12, 13, and 14, where the Apostle Paul said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and 14. And now before I deliver a message entitled Facing the New Year, let's listen to a song that I think is an encouragement to all of us, and that's entitled Fear Not Tomorrow.
What is waiting ahead for me?
Well, it is true that no matter what tomorrow brings, God is already there to take care of us. And I think that's a good thought for us to take into consideration as we go into a brand new year. Indeed, we are on the threshold of 2023. It's hard to believe that 2022 is past and that 2023 is upon us, but the fact of the matter is, that's where we are. My question to you today is this: are you ready for 2023? And I'm talking about from the spiritual perspective. Spiritually, are you ready for this new year? You see, as we face this new year, we have no idea what's going to take place. You or I could die in 2023. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. God alone knows our appointed time of death. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be any time in 2023. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to die because you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and you're living for Him? I trust that you can say yes to that. Certainly, as we look at 2023, we realize that this could be the year that the Lord could come again. He could come at any time. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, as the Lord Jesus Christ was ascending up into heaven, the angels appeared to those who were there and said, "This same Jesus who you see going up into heaven will so come in like manner." And that is a reminder of the rapture, when the Lord Jesus Christ will come in the clouds of the air and take those of us who know Him home to be with Him in heaven. That could happen today as well. We don't know. One thing is certain, though, as we face the new year, and that's the fact that every one of us will face trials. Trials, difficulties, circumstances. I've often defined a trial as any circumstance in life that we face in which we have the responsibility to pass in accordance with the Word of God. And James chapter 1, verses 2 through 5 teaches us very clearly that trials do come our way. And if we are going to overcome those trials and be victorious in those trials, then we need to depend upon the wisdom and the strength of God. We don't know what 2023 is going to bring, but we should be ready for it. Are you? Here are some thoughts to take into consideration as it relates to being ready for 2023. First of all, be certain of your salvation. Make sure that you are saved. You don't know if you're going to die this year. You don't know if the Lord is going to come again this year. You don't know what trials you will face this year. But make sure you know the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, the Word of God says this: "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." Take a good look at your life today. Can you find a time when you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? If not, I would encourage you right now to simply call upon the name of the Lord. Ask Him to save you, because if you aren't saved, 2 Corinthians 13:5 says you're a reprobate. Now that's a strong word, but it really means to be put to the test and found wanting. You see, those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ are missing out on salvation and will miss out on heaven if the Lord returns or if they die without being saved. So look at your own life. Examine your heart today and make sure that you're really saved. Secondly, as we approach 2023, I would encourage you, as I am encouraging myself, to be in the Word of God. God's Word is something that should be prime in our life as we go into this next new year. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8, the Word of God says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Do you want to prosper for the Lord in 2023? Do you want to be successful for Christ in 2023? Do you want to be spiritually strong, spiritually effective, and spiritually fruitful in 2023? Then be in the Word of God. See to it that you are in the Bible, reading it and studying it every day. Because if you are, and then if you obey it, God will bless you and bring that spiritual success and spiritual prosperity that you need. Another thing to take into consideration as we face 2023 is this. Be certain to be faithful to God. Be certain to be faithful to God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we find these words, and of course, I know these verses are favorite verses to many of us, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." We don't know what 2023 is going to bring, but as it comes upon us, let's trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And by trusting in him, be faithful unto him, in order that we might see his blessing upon us, and in order that we might see him use us for his honor and for his glory, knowing that as we trust in him, he will direct our paths. And then finally, as we approach 2023, be active in your local church. You know, over the last several years, many people have forsaken the church. They don't attend the church anymore. I would encourage you to begin this year by going to church today, and then by being faithful in church. The Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, and I mention this almost every Sunday, "Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." In 2023, we are going to be getting closer and closer and closer to the day when Jesus Christ comes again. Between now and then, let's not forsake the church. Let's get together with others of like precious faith. Let's be active in the local church, that we might strengthen the church and that God might bless us. So in facing the new year, be certain of your salvation. Be in the Word of God regularly. Be faithful to God. Be active in the church. And there are many other things I could say, but these four things will help us get started right in the new year. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being there by the radio. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. And until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up. Thank you for joining us. Remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Yes, amen indeed. God bless you.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dell and the Family of Faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to The Voice of Faith.